Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here and offered to support us during these times of increasingly accelerated, heightened energies to embody, integrate, align with, expand the light of our soul. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide on this fall equinox that is happening on Sunday the 22nd. And it is happening at 8:43 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. So this is, we just had the full moon, partial lunar eclipse. We're having a plethora of solar flares. There's a lot of energy. There's a new moon solar eclipse happening on the 2nd. So there's a lot of energy that is really being bombarded. Would be kind of what it feels like, but it's being showered on the earth and on us to really allow us to awaken to our own infinite oneness. So there is so much talk of oneness, unity consciousness, and it's particularly apt to talk about this during this fall equinox. So the equinox are the equinoxes. We have the spring, the fall, autumn. And these are times when the earth energy is very heightened and the veil is very thin. This means that we have the ability to easily communicate between realms. This happens to a lesser degree during new and full moons. However, this is heightened when there is a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse. So during these times, the veil is much thinner and the portal is much stronger. So with the equinox, with the earth holidays, with the solstices and the equinoxes, they each hold different energies. And the energy of the equinoxes are energies of balance, harmony, alignment, because during the equinox we have an equal amount of daylight and nighttime. So it is a very apt time to harmonize and seek balance and alignment in our life, and also to be gentle, because as we can see with the cycles of Mother Nature and the cosmic cycles as well, there really is no balance except twice a year in terms of the earth cycles. So for us to go around beating ourselves up because we are not always in alignment or always in harmony is kind of silly. I think you can agree with that, because we're not meant to always be in balance. We are meant to be in alignment and to learn how to navigate and flow with the energies. And this may mean that sometimes we may be more in our masculine energy. Sometimes we may be more in our feminine. Sometimes we may be using different aspects of the masculine and feminine energy to aid us during this time. But again, this will change. And change is something that we have a very, very hard time processing as a humanity, as a collective. Particularly, certain signs are more, have an easier time with change and transition. My solar sign is definitely not one of them. Neither is my rising. And my Virgo, definitely not. Because Virgo likes stability, like Taurus, which is my rising sign. So there's too much wanting things to be perfect all the time. So there's that analytical perfectionist, wanting things to be structured energy to me. And some, that's something that I've had to really let go of and allow myself to just be, because it's very difficult to go about life thinking that everything has to be perfect in every moment and just falling apart when it's not, because it's just, that's called life. And Cancers cling, so evolving beyond that notion of comfort that comes from stability is something that has been a lot of my soul's journey, is really understanding that the chaos that sometimes happens with change is actually a good thing. It's something to be welcomed. It's something to be excited about. It's not something to be running away and wanting to hide in your shell about, which has been tendency in my life at some point in time to just want to hide under the covers and not deal with whatever is going on. But that's not a very healthy expression of the Cancer solar sign or the Cancer sign. So it's for me, learning all of this energy has really been about mastering my own frequency and how to best employ it, and to know when to employ it and how to employ it, and understand the whys behind why I react in certain ways and how not to react in those ways if they aren't in alignment with the frequency that I wish to create. So this is something very important for all of us to understand, that harmony, balance, alignment, they're wonderful things to work with. And the more that we understand our own energy, our own rhythm, the more that we will more easily harmonize with other people, with places, with circumstances, with family. It'll be much easier to navigate our human existence. So the equinox. In the Northern Hemisphere, we are in the fall equinox. So we're going into the darker seasons. We're going into the feminine, the watery energy, like the Shekhinah, the indwelling presence. We're going within. We're turning inwards as the days grow shorter. So it is very important to listen to your body. What are the messages your body is sharing with you? Nourish your body, because we are, so this equinox is happening at 29 degrees of Virgo. So this is really about completion. We have weathered the activations of the Virgo portal, even though it's still, the lunar portal will still be going on until we go into the Tishrei, the Libra new moon, which will be on the 2nd. But we're coming to a completion. We're coming to an end. We're coming to the end of a cycle that also is the beginning of a new one. So what have we learned? We're coming into the fall season. Fall season is the time of harvest, and it's the opposite in the Southern Hemisphere. So in the Southern Hemisphere, you guys are welcoming the spring. So you guys are all about rebirth. While we are going into the cocoon, you guys are all about new beginnings and planting the seeds, while we are about gratitude and harvesting the seeds and really cultivating and nourishing the ground so that we can go into a deep, restful time to really plan and execute and receive the messages we need to receive, so we can go into the inner portion of the year and then emerge on the other side in the spring, ready to basically kick butt and do all the things that we fully, fully need to do. Because remember, the cycles, while we won't stop doing the things we have to do during the winter, because that's just not what we do, we still, it's a different energy, it's a different rhythm to the actions that we take. The actions that we take are more introspective, they're deeper. The effects of the actions that we take now, because it's going into the inner portal of the year, the feminine waters, the creation energies, the dark womb, we are seeding deeply what we wish to birth into being. So it's very important to, this is why Virgo season, I mentioned purification a lot this time, because during Virgo, we purify, we heal, we activate, we really propel ourselves and clear ourselves and prepare the way for us to rebirth, for us to activate new levels of consciousness, new ways of being, thinking, doing. And it's all frequency. And I don't want to, I do want to mention this, because I don't want people to think that spirituality is fluffy and it's all about, oh, well, just be in harmony, be in balance, be in alignment. And that simply by calling yourself something or switching religions or switching the way that metaphysical spiritual belief or switching your diet or moving to another country, that somehow everything just magically changes. That's not true spirituality. And unfortunately, people do have this tendency to want the quick fix. We want to get the effects of a hour-long workout, but we don't want to do the work. And it's not, it's really not realistic. And it's not a parameter of this frequency of the world that we live in. And even if you're thinking that you manifesting the fifth dimensional light grid is going to look like that, it's not. Because manifesting the fifth dimension is not about airy fairy, all of a sudden you're like enlightened and you're better than everyone else, and you know, you don't have to do any work, and everything just magically comes to you because you're in alignment. That's not how it works. By you doing your work, being in your frequency, understanding your energy, understanding how your energy relates to the cosmic frequencies and the earth energies, and how all of these things create a symphony that is called your life, this is what helps you be in alignment as you're taking the action and doing the inner work to manifest what you wish to birth into the physical realm, because there is no inner without the outer. We cannot manifest the Malkuta, the kingdom, which Yeshua and Mary Magdalene spoke about ad nauseum, without purifying, without doing the inner work to make your inner world be a vibrational match to the external experience, because when the inner changes, the outer responds, because there is no separation. And this was the true teachings of these wonderful and brilliant ascended masters. They really were teaching us how to manifest the what now we're calling the 5D, but they were teaching us how to manifest heaven on earth, the Malkuta, the Nukve. They were teaching us how to do that in our physical body, because it was not about separation from the body or from your experience. So I do want to say that some people think that, well, let's just say you are Jewish, who people who experience, whether it's Sephardic or Ashkenazi, doesn't matter. It's well known that these people have been very persecuted, just like the Roma, the Gypsy people. Gypsy is not a bad word, but some people may not understand what Roma as a people is. And Roma would be the Gypsy people, but it's their official name is Roma. They also were incredibly persecuted. Why? Because they did not adhere to the societal norms of wherever they were. They did their own thing. And doing your own thing during certain points in time in history was more dangerous than it is now. And it led to you losing your livelihood, losing your life, losing your family, losing your kids, etc. So simply by, let's say that you are of one of these lineages where you have been persecuted, and also let's not forget our Palestinian brothers and sisters, they also have experienced their own persecutions. So we're not picking sides, we're simply saying that they have been persecuted people, and I'm just saying these as an example. And persecuted people, if you come from these lineages, that the trauma of having to hide, having to be fearful of your life, having to not be seen, having to, you know, not make waves, you know, all of that gets trapped in your DNA. And there are other traumas that we can speak of, but these would be the lineage traumas. And since we are going into the darker portion of the year where we're going within, it's really important to, especially as we're coming into the Sabbath, All Hallows Eve, this is when all the lineage stuff really comes out. So it's very, very important to be aware of your personal lineage, and to not think that simply because you change your diet, or you change your religion, or you change your belief system, or you move to the furthest end of the universe, to a mountaintop where you don't have to deal with people, that you can escape the stuff that can come up from your lineage. You can't. It's a part of you, and it's a part of us that all of us must do work to honor, to revere, to really unravel I'm seeing it like glue. There's this glue that is creating this facade, this structure around you that keeps all of us, this is not just me or you, these structures that have been created for us by our lineage, by our belief system, by the school system, by all of these different factors, these structures that have been glued in place around us, what they do is they distort and they hide the light and the truth of who we are. The infinite self that you are, the self that is at one, in oneness with all that is, has been, and will be. These facades, these layers, they keep us chained and enslaved and repeating the same cycles, and unaware oftentimes that we are repeating the same cycles. And we think that if we simply change our location or change the way things look on the outside, that somehow that's going to change what's on the inside. And it's not. Because until you are willing to go within and look at those places in yourself that you don't want to look at because they scare the out of you, until you're willing to do that, then we can't really merge with our infinite oneness, with our soul, with our light. We can't really embody because we have all this stuff glued onto us. So we can't appropriately, in this sense, receive. Because everything that we are seeking to receive from the higher realms, all the channelings, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the blessings that we are calling in, are basically being deflected and distorted by the limiting beliefs, by the karmas, by the traumas, by the facade, by the, what is that called? It's the structure that when a building is under construction, the scaffolding, that's the word. The scaffolding around you, like you are this beautiful, infinite, cosmic, radiant, multidimensional being, and yet you have all this old, rickety, you know, wooden and metal structures all around you that all it's doing is blocking your light. All it's doing is keeping you from fully expressing your infinite self. And now, particularly during these powerful portals, we really are being given the opportunity to unravel and dismantle these beliefs, these structures that have kept us in separation. They feed the ego, that is true, and they keep the ego thinking that the ego is in control, but the ego seeks to separate. The ego does not seek union. The ego seeks only self-preservation. And by self-preservation, I don't mean you. I mean self-preservation of the ego. And it only seeks to create division and separation. Meanwhile, your soul knows you are infinite, knows you are love, knows you are expansive, and knows you got this. And the soul self seeks union. The soul seeks to unite all aspects of division within and without. Because when you unite within, when you unravel and dismantle all of those external nonsense that's within you, so it's the external stuff around your heart, around your energy field, all of it. What you're doing is that's the inner work for you to be able to be in your power, to be in your light, and to be able to receive more of your soul, light, your essence, more of the divine, and to share it. Because this is why the mission is you sharing your infinite light. And by you sharing the light of your soul, you give others permission to share their light, to stand in their power, to know that they too are infinite and worthy and beautiful, just as they are. It's just the letting go. And the letting go and the surrender is scary. But we are being, the universe makes no accidents. Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Allaha makes, there are no mistakes. You are not a mistake. Your life is not a mistake. And everything, if we look at the astrology of this equinox, it's wonderfully in alignment because we have the sun, our expression, that is in conjunction with Mercury, which is our communication, which is how we express. We have the moon, which is our emotional self, the soul incarnated in the body, that is in conjunction with Uranus, which is the great awakener. We have that beautiful conjunction that's in a trine with Pluto, deep transformation, power, really deep, deep, deep healing. And that Pluto is also in a trine with the Sun and with Mercury. So we are in this magnificent portal of self-mastery. There is no other way to put it, because we really have the big hitters. I mean, Neptune's in there, kind of creating a little bit of opposition to the Sun and Mercury, but we can sort that out because it's simply balance. When there's an opposition, that is an opportunity to align and create harmony between the two opposing energies. So it's a matter of opposing the infinite, dreamy, intuitive soul that is not incarnated with the body, with the physical reality, with the physical reality and the expression of the infinite soul. So it's that dance between those two frequencies. And we have, that's a square. There are quite a few squares. So there is, oh yeah, and Saturn. Saturn's also telling you to get off your bum. So yeah, Saturn wants you to be on your soul mission, to be expressing your soul. That's what it is. Saturn wants you to be expressing your light, because it's also an opposition. It's in a very loose opposition though, but it's still, because it's almost 15 degrees, and that's pretty close. to Mercury. As I'm looking at this chart, there is so much potential for expansion with this chart. This fall season, even though everything seems like it's falling apart, and we think that there's chaos and there's more war and there's more destruction, and what I find really, really powerful, speaking of all the war stuff, I do want to share that I will be uploading on my YouTube an Aramaic prayer, the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic, as well as the Hail Mary in Aramaic. And Aramaic is a very, very powerful light language, so I do want to share that because it's very powerful for us to receive these frequencies of the Aramaic prayers into our energy field, because they really bring us into unity and they allow us to more easily send healing and forgiveness and love to ourselves and to others, and the earth and all of humanity really need this. The humanity definitely needs unconditional love, support, really the energies of peace. So I am sharing that, and I do want to say that because we are in a powerful portal of deep and profound healing and transformation, and we have the opportunity to master our energy. We have this opportunity during this equinox, even with all of this eclipse energy. We have everything, even though it's chaotic, even though it feels like your life is falling apart, it's falling together. It really is falling together. And we have to let go of the fear. We are all so programmed into fear-based consciousness. And all fear does is create more separation, more barriers, more chaos, more disharmony. That's what fear does. Fear in the body gives you kidney issues, because your kidneys are the waters. So it's, everything is interconnected. And when you can realize, when you can see that in one area of your life, you begin to see it everywhere else. And that is really, for me, it's really been magical to see how everything is interconnected and how you can connect with people that you have the hardest time connecting with, even on one simple level. If you can connect on a heart-to-heart level on one thing with the person that is the most problematic in your life, that is living your mission. That is you sharing your light, because you are choosing creation over destruction. And this was the petal of Shekhinah that was activated today, that my beautiful teacher is, we're going through these activations of the 13 codes of Shekhinah, the 13 petals, which appeared in the Sohar. It's in, I think, in the first book. But it's a powerful journey that we're going through for 13 days. And this is day 4. And today has been the most powerful yet, because it's talking all about freedom and liberation, all about really understanding how to liberate ourselves and how to embody our soul, our light, and how to be the light and be life. Choose life, creation over destruction. Choose to share your light, to embody your light, rather than allow yourself to succumb to all of the fear-based programs, because it is a choice. It is a choice that we make and that we have, because we can all curl up in a ball and think that the world is falling apart, but the world is simply cracking open, because everything that doesn't work, we're being forced to face it. Everything that we wanted to hide from, and we wanted to think that so-and-so or this institution or that would save us, we're seeing the exact opposite. And it's exactly what needs to be happening to wake people up, to wake us up out of our stupor in many ways, because many of us don't want to take responsibility and we don't want to change ourselves, because the solution isn't out there. The solution is within. When we unite the polarities within ourselves, that is when the external world changes because how we create and how we react with the world, interact with the world, changes. And this is why Yeshua was killed, because he represented a threat, because he was teaching this union. He was teaching people, no, you don't need that bullshit over there. All you need to do is this. You yourself can unite heaven and earth. You yourself can unite the polarities within you. You yourself can do more, even more. Like all you see that I do, all these miracles, you can do it as well. And he was teaching us how to do that. Mary Magdalene carried on and continued to teach the ascension teachings, the wisdom of the Shekhinah, the Sophianic, the mysteries of the feminine. Mysteries is the unseen, and this is how powerful this inner work is, because the more that we transform, the more that our experience shifts and changes. There is no separation between the inner and the outer, the upper and the lower. It's all in this present moment. So when we bring ourselves to the present moment, and we stop thinking about the past, stop thinking about the future, come into the heart, then we align. We align fully. And that is what we are doing for this fall equinox. We are uniting. Ourselves into harmony with our soul. We are liberating the scaffolds, the stuff, the whatever's, because we are choosing our light. We are choosing our light. We are choosing life. We are choosing creation. We are choosing embodiment. We are choosing to share the infinite self that we are, and to trust and surrender. Instagram, you can find me at Embodying the Shekhinah, and at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, and on YouTube it's Aurea Lara as well, AUREALARA. Links are below. If you are in Dublin, Ireland, October 2nd, in-person sound activation, it's going to be fantastic. I am super, super excited to be sharing the beauty of my work and the light that I share and the magic of these crystal alchemy bowls in person. It's been a while since I've offered one of these, and I'm very, very excited to be doing this on the Hill of Tara. And yeah, it's going to be super, super magical. I really feel that Tara has a heart and a womb energy, and I cannot wait to be there to really experience what that frequency is and just connect with it. It's going to be fantastic. So if you guys are in, check the link in the bio, not the bio, check the link in the show notes, and feel free to join me. We are going to be a very small and intimate group, only 8, and 5 spaces are already taken. So if you are serious and really want to join me, then I suggest you get on it. I thank you so much for your time and sharing this space with me. Don't Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation that is the companion episode for this. It's going to be fabulous because I have all these like synergies between different alchemies as well as binauraling different chakras. So it's a lot. So I'm very, very excited to be sharing that with you. Don't forget to tune in and of course subscribe, share. Sharing is caring, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a blessed fall, spring equinox if you are in the southern hemisphere. Ahava.